Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast on bettingpros.com. I'm your host, Matt Perrault. We've got three plays for you coming up on a Wednesday night. We've got an NBA pick for you, a couple of baseball picks for you. We got our play right last night. It was a win for us as the Twins took down the Cardinals 6-3. So that was nice to see to get that pick correct. I like those Twins a lot. And it was a really fun night with baseball. For all the nastiness with the Marlins story that continues to just be awful, the fact that they are shut down for a week plus, the Phillies are shut down as well. It was really nice to get a night where the Astros and the Dodgers did the COVID-19 version of a baseball brawl. Like, they got in and Joe Kelly kind of doing his mocking faces to Carlos Correa and whatnot. That was fun to watch. Look, I'm not advocating throwing at anybody. I don't think throwing a 100-mile-per-hour fastball at anybody is worthwhile, but it was fun to watch those two teams because we had waited so long for all the Astros build up, the trash can banging and the cheating allegations and everything that's gone into the Astros championship. We finally saw like what we expected out of baseball in 2020, which was a lot of bad blood going at the Houston Astros. So that felt kind of normal. And then Albert Pujols was really angry at a pitcher who was taking too long with his windup. He hits a home run and Pujols pimps it, which was just a ton of fun in the Angels game. So it was just a fun night of watching baseball last night. And look, we're going to have a lot of fun nights over the next couple of weeks watching NBA basketball and soon to be the NHL. But that was a nice reminder of what baseball can be and how fun baseball can be. So that was awesome. Now, we got three plays for you, one with the NBA that we're going to start with. But before we give you the NBA plays and the two baseball plays for a Wednesday, let me tell you about a great offer from BetMGM. Now, the Lakers and the Clippers play the late game Thursday for the start of the NBA season, or the restart of the NBA season. BetMGM has this offer. If you bet $1, you will win $100 if either the Clippers or the Lakers hit a three. This is for new users where you place a $1 bet on either the Lakers or the Clippers to win. Doesn't matter if they do or not. All that matters is that one team hits a three and you will win $100 regardless of the outcome of the game. Very cool. It's paid out in free bets. It's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia. $1 bet to win $100. Lakers, Clippers hits a three. You win thanks to BetMGM with new users. BetMGM wants to remind you, if you have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's begin with the NBA, and let's talk about my frustration with a play I want to make that I can't make. I have not found this bet yet in Vegas. I'm looking for it. I haven't found it yet. And maybe tomorrow, Thursday morning, maybe these things will pop up before the year begins. But right now, I can't find team win totals for the 8 games before the playoffs, the seeding games as they're calling them. Right now, DraftKings has them all up for all the teams playing. The Brooklyn Nets have a number of 2.5 wins. That's their total win total for the 8 games before the playoffs. Minus 115 on both sides. Let's take a quick reminder of where the Brooklyn Nets are as they're contending for a playoff spot right now, trying to make it in. They are in as of right now. They are the 7th seed. They are the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference, where they're half a game up on Orlando. And Orlando is 5.5 games up on the Washington Wizards. Remember, we get a play-in series if you get within 4.5 games of the 8th seed. So Washington and Orlando are going to be battling hard, trying to get themselves into the postseason and trying to catch Brooklyn for that matter. Brooklyn has a roster that is unreal. I mean, absolutely crazy the number of players who are not on this Brooklyn Nets team. So obviously Kyrie Irving not playing. Kevin Durant not playing. It's not just that, though. I mean, when you start to go through the players who are going to be on this roster, they've got Jamal Crawford, who was a lot of fun, signed him. Tyler Johnson, Justin Anderson, Dante Hall, Lance Thomas, all new players. All new players who got signed by the Nets. Michael Beasley, signed him. Nope, he's got COVID-19. He's out. This team doesn't have size. This team doesn't have chemistry. This team is just a bunch of dudes wearing laundry. This is not a basketball team in my mind. I know they're practicing and trying to get together here, but these are G League level guys, or guys like Crawford, who is a scoring machine, but he doesn't play basketball with anybody. He just scores. He's going into his 20th year in the NBA. The last time he played, April of 2019, he dropped 51 points, But let's be honest, you're not really jumping up and down about this when you have Jamal Crawford on your team, other than maybe a bench guy to help you score some points in crunch time or, you know, in garbage time. You know, DeAndre Jordan's not going to be there, so there's no true center really on this roster. This is a tough one for the Brooklyn Nets, on top of the fact that their schedule is not going to be easy. This is what the Brooklyn Nets have to play for their eight games when the restart happens. And remember, they're competing against Orlando and Washington for the seventh and eighth playoff spot. They open up with Orlando and Washington. Both those teams are more talented and they should win. Then they play Milwaukee and Boston. No way Brooklyn's beating either one of those two teams. Sacramento is competing for a Western Conference playoff spot. The LA Clippers, that's a team trying also to improve their playoff seeding, and it's the Clippers. Then they play Orlando again, and then they end the year against the Portland Trailblazers. How many wins do you have there for the Brooklyn Nets? I have one, maybe zero. It won't be shocking to me if they go 0-8. 0-8, and they miss the postseason. They don't want to be there. This is not a basketball team that's competing for anything. So to me, Brooklyn under 2.5 wins, minus 115, this is an easy play, and I'm annoyed that DraftKings, if you're in a state with DraftKings, if you're in Iowa, Indiana, New Jersey, Colorado, West Virginia, hammer it. Go get it. I can't get it here in Vegas yet, and I cannot wait for DraftKings to show up here in Nevada, but go get that. That's one of the times, I've talked about this before, I'll tell you to play something. If I can't play it, you can, I can't, go find it. And I think Brooklyn is an easy play there. That's an easy play for the Brooklyn Nets, under 2.5 wins for them in the restart for the NBA season. That's pick number one. Pick number two, we're going back to the Red Sox. The Red Sox consistently are getting hammered early in these games. They lost again last night, 11 runs. That was the total. Again, a push. Back-to-back nights, 11 runs, 7-4, 8-3. Both wins for the Mets. Push on the total runs in both those games, depending on where you got it. If you got it early at 10.5 two nights ago, you may have gotten a win, but for most people it was 11. It was 11 again last night. Red Sox have gone down by the time the sixth inning rolls around. The Red Sox, over the last four games, all losses, they've been down 5-0, 6-1, 7-1, and 5-1. Incredible. As I told you yesterday, I couldn't recommend a first five over play with some guy named Matt Hall starting, which was insane for the Red Sox. But the reason why I couldn't do it, 6.5 was too high. They only scored 6 runs in the first 5 innings. So that was the right call to say 6.5, too high of a number, can't lay it. And then laying the under, the Red Sox had 2 runners on and 1 out in the bottom of the 5th. And, well, they had a chance to score. Runner in scoring position, if they scored that run, it would have gone over. So playing the under was dicey, but if you played it, you hit it. So congratulations. But I would not have recommended going ahead and playing that. So now the Red Sox are on the road for the first time. They're 1-4. They turn right around. They go to New York for the game tonight, where they'll face Jacob DeGrom, arguably the best pitcher in baseball. Jacob DeGrom is nearly unhittable. This dude last year, 9 starts with 0 earned runs. The Red Sox lineup is not good right now. They have hitters. They're a good lineup, just not right now, and not against Jacob bleeping DeGrom. So there are a million ways to play this game coming up. Just bet, if you want, Mets to win the game. Very confident the Mets are going to win the game. Even with Nathan Eovaldi, who is right now the best pitcher for the Red Sox, going for the Red Sox, nah, it's not a good matchup. That's a bad matchup. So Eovaldi will give up 3 or 4 runs. Not good. You can bet the first 5 under if you want, but the game total is 7.5. So you're going to find it at like 3.5, 4.5, somewhere in that range. It's a little bit dicey because the Red Sox offense is not good, but the Mets offense has been hitting the Red Sox pretty good. So early too. So it's a little scary if you're going to lay that 3.5 because it's DeGrom and the total is 7.5. They got to be, you know, the books have got to get a little bit consistent. You can't really put a first 5 total at like 5 knowing that the game total is 7.5. So that's not how it's going to work. So I'm a little scared about recommending that. So what I'm recommending here to play is the Red Sox team total, which I found at DraftKings again, and you guys can find it at DraftKings right now, or maybe other books will put up today before the game starts, individual team totals. Red Sox team total is set for 3.5 runs. The under is juiced up to -137. I don't care. I'm taking it. DeGrom is dominant. DeGrom is going to shut down these Red Sox bats. Red Sox are not going to score a bunch of runs. Traveling, they have scored a grand total. I mean, just look at the numbers. Look at where the Red Sox have been. The Red Sox scored 13 runs on opening day. Since then, they've scored 2, 4, 4, and 3. Okay, 13 runs in the last four games. So they scored 13 on opening day. In the last four games, they've scored 13 runs. They're just not hitting the baseball well right now, and they're not going to do it against Jacob DeGrom, who is just unbelievable. So as long as DeGrom doesn't get hurt, as long as he's on the mound, he'll go six innings, seven innings. Red Sox won't score many runs. They'll hand the ball off to a couple of good bullpen arms, and it's a little bit dicey depending on who the Mets put out there. But I don't believe the Red Sox will score many runs at all against Jacob DeGrom and the Mets bullpen. We're going to go under 3.5 runs for the Red Sox at -137. That's where I found that number, those odds at DraftKings, but other odds should be put up across the country. Red Sox, I don't believe, will score many runs at all. If you get four, I love it. Find four for team total for the Red Sox, love it. So that's our second play. Third play and final play here on the Daily Juice, we're going Reds and the Cubs. So the Reds, much like the Red Sox, are really, really struggling right now, and they need a victory. Cincy is 1-4. They won on opening day, and they've lost four straight. On the flip side, the Cubs are really, really hot. They've won three games in a row. They're 4-1. I think this is a desperate team, and they're going to hand the ball to their ace in Sonny Gray. Now, they're going to be facing off against Kyle Hendricks, who had a tremendous start on opening day. 9 Ks, no walks, shutout. He was awesome. But last year against the Reds, his ERA was over 5. So he got hit hard in his four starts against the Reds. They see the ball well out of his hand. The Reds have been reeling due to COVID-19 scare, a really legitimate scare. One player has it. Mike Moustakas might have it. He's out. He's on the IL. That's not good. But I think Sonny Gray really needs to step up here and be dominant for his team. They are sinking fast. So I know it's a little bit scary to get in front of the Cubs here, but Sonny Gray in his career is 3-2 with a 2.83 ERA in 35 innings with an 8.57 whip. He went six innings, three hits, one earned run, only one home run in the team's only win, and he's got to be the stopper. He's got to get this team, put them on their back, and shut down these Cubs. Now, the Cubs offense has been really hot this year, so that's a little bit scary facing Sonny Gray, but I think the Reds are just desperate here to get a victory. So we're going to lay the -118 and take the Reds on the money line to beat the Cubs coming up tonight. So, three plays for you here on a Wednesday's Daily Juice. Just a quick recap. Taking the Brooklyn Nets under 2.5 wins at -115. Red Sox team total under 3.5 at -137. And the Reds and the Cubs taking the Reds on the money line at -118. Don't forget about that BetMGM offer, though. Clippers, Lakers, bet $1, you win 100 new users. If a three goes down in that game, it's going to happen. Come on now. It's going to happen. It's available for bettors in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia. Go check that out with BetMGM. You will win that regardless of the outcome, as long as a three-pointer is made in that basketball game. We'll have a bunch of NBA plays coming up on Thursday morning, so make sure you come back to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's where you get podcasts. So we're off and running on a Thursday. Remember that Utah game, Utah, the Pelicans, earlier start than normal because it's Orlando, so it's going to be a little bit funky. So just keep that in mind. And then we have Lakers Clippers as well coming up on Thursday. So big NBA day. We'll have NBA plays pretty much tomorrow. We may dabble in baseball, but really heavy in the NBA coming up tomorrow. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Looking forward to an awesome Thursday. Have fun tonight with baseball. And we'll talk tomorrow on a Thursday for the Daily Juice of BettingPros.com.